preventing earthquake damage. The devastating 8-magnitude Wenchuan earthquake cost at least 70,000 lives, making it the deadliest earthquake to hit China since the 1976 Tangshan earthquake. There has been a heated debate concerning how to prevent earthquake damage. In my opinion, improving building quality and constructing earthquake-resistant buildings should be made a top priority. To begin with, improving building quality will greatly reduce the number of buildings collapsing in an earthquake. Building vulnerability is closely linked to the casualty rate in a catastrophic earthquake. The central government estimates that over 7,000 inadequately engineered schoolrooms collapsed in the earthquake. Chinese netizens have since invented a catchphrase, "tofu dreg schoolhouses," to mock both the quality and the quantity of these inferior constructions that killed so many schoolchildren. Substandard building materials were used in some constructions, constituting a great potential danger to people's lives. Therefore, improving building quality should be put on top of the government's agenda, so as to prevent much of the disastrous effects of earthquakes. Secondly, earthquake-resistant buildings can effectively withstand earthquakes. In the Wenchuan earthquake, many people were killed due to the low standard of earthquake-resistant buildings. China has adopted new legislation to enforce proper quake-resistant structures, hence adopting an advanced quake-proof technique to build high-standard quake-resistant buildings is indispensable to tragedy prevention from earthquakes. In conclusion, improving the design and the quality of buildings is the best way to prevent the tragic effects from earthquakes.